crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is the 30th day of June 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us in the second hour for three of the segments. Wayne did work at the National Security Agency. He's testified to Congress before about illegal spying over a decade ago. And Wayne was in a big London Guardian article yesterday that got pulled from The Guardian and The Observer, one of the biggest group of publications in the UK. It got pulled. And then at the same time, they even went into the Google system, which I've never seen before, and took it out of the Google Wayback Machine. In fact, if we punch up my middle computer, folks can see it there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/show. We now offer the radio show free to everybody while we can pay for the bandwidth. Then subscribers get the nightly news and all the films, the rest of it. Our goal is just to get the word out, period. And that's why we're putting that out, so people can actually see it if you're a radio listener. But shocking NSA scoop on Saturday. The Guardian revealed a major NSA scoop, then deleted it from their website. I saw this at the Business Insider this morning, posted up on Infowars.com, so I called Wayne. And on his site, he has it archived, but other than that, it's gone. You click on the Google Wayback Machine, and I actually searched the article headline in a fresh search of their site. I clicked on this morning, and it was there. It's now gone, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of stuff that is going on. Now, continuing here, look at it. There's the Wayne Madsen right there, revealed secret European deals to hand over private data to America. This has been known forever. Like, this has been declassified over and over again, that is called Infopol 9, basically, over Europe. And it's the same grid. And they all share. And Europeans can then listen to us. So, see, the Europeans are out in the press going, how dare America? We would never put up with this. I saw an article 2 years ago where a guy was in France, and he said, man, this is the bomb going to this sporting event. And he was arrested. And then you've seen examples of Europeans coming over here and others saying, man, we're coming to America to tear the place down. And here comes the FBI. They're reading the emails, the text, listening. That is on record. They're only going after Snowden and people because they're saying it's morally wrong. So they're really going after their free speech. They're going after Greenwald's speech, interviewing somebody like Snowden and having David Gregory on NBC say arrest him. And it is disgusting. So there it is, revealed secret European deals to hand over private data to America. That's up on Infowars.com. And then we're linked in a new article to Wayne Madsen putting out a report today responding to all this. It is a big deal. You know, we tend to have Wayne on so much every few months. People think, oh, that's just Wayne Madsen. Folks, he worked at the NSA. He worked before that in Navy security. And he worked in the Naval War College. And he has testified to Congress, and he has the sources. And he's just, but he's going after a European commission that admitted it a decade ago. And James Bamford's book, 12 years ago, Body of Secrets, had exposed Operation Northwoods, among other things. So he'll be joining us. We've got all the other news first, though. We've got reports out there right now that they're planning massive rioting. Boy, did that story go mega viral. Folks are planning that if Zimmerman doesn't get convicted. We'll be covering that and a lot more. Stay with us.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're live the 30th day of June, this Sunday, 2013, and we've got a very important pro-liberty transmission jam-packed with truth and decisive research coming up, so stay with us. Again, folks, coming up in the second hour, a real NSA insider whistleblower will be joining us, Wayne Madsen. A big cover story in the London Guardian / Observer came out yesterday and was denoticed by the British government. They have national security declarations over there where they can shut the press down. Very authoritarian. Under the so-called U.S. government request, they have been slapping down scores of mainstream media reports about illegal spying and how Europe and the U.K. is working with the criminals that run our government to engage in this type of activity. And Wayne Madsen's story that was up on The Guardian, there was not a retraction. There was not anything. It went out in the print edition of the newspaper nationwide and into Europe. It's one of the biggest English-speaking papers in Europe, if not the biggest. It went out, but they removed it off of the online. And we have screenshots of it at the bottom of the article on Infowars.com. They removed it, and now they have removed it from the Google cache system. That I've never seen Google remove something from its cache. So that has all been disappeared, and we have links to that you can see up on Infowars.com. And exclusively, Wayne Madsen will be joining us. He's talked to the newspaper. It was the government, quote, putting pressure on them to remove it. But as Madsen pointed out over the phone, I said, well, wait, the stuff you talk about, you're smart. Like Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, the weaponized space system, before that Colonel Bowman in the Air Force, you're smart, like that engineer and nuclear physicist Bob Bowman. He'll come on and talk about space weapons, but only what's been accidentally leaked by other people. Only what's been gotten out by the press in the past, he can come out and say what's accurate and what isn't. And he talked about on C-SPAN debating the current head of the Star Wars program in the late 80s. And the guy got real angry with him and started releasing a bunch of classified stuff. And so he was then able to talk about that because his former colleague got angry and was blurting it out. And the truth is, it's like General Petraeus as the head of the CIA last year, now defrocked, disgraced, kicked out in one of those interagency wars, was at a technology conference put on by Wired Magazine. And he said, look, we got wireless internet looking through your walls. He said, look, all your new appliances have microphones, cameras, your dishwasher's watching you. And of course, we're listening to everything you're doing. But It's for your safety. So because he was promoting it from a perspective of this spying illegally is good for you and to keep you safe from the bad men, like we're 2 years old and really believe these fairy tales, then you don't go to jail. But if you're Edward Snowden and you come out and you say, hey, they're spying on everybody illegally. These are the programs that are in place. And I think it's terrible and I can't go on living like this anymore. Then they've got to call you a traitor and an enemy and a piece of trash and say you've endangered America and get all sycophantic about national security when the globalists are the ones destroying our industry, our sovereignty, and our security. So I'm going to talk to the people out there like David Gregory of Meet the Press, who with extreme salivation, had Greenwald of The Guardian on last Sunday and said, hey, you ought to be arrested. We played the clip last Sunday. You ought to be arrested. You know, maybe you should be arrested. And I mean, this is so outrageous. The spying is illegal on record without warrants. This is part of the war on journalists. They're using the NSA on the Associated Press and on Fox News. They're arresting members of the State Department that talk to Fox News or to this show, for that matter. People go to the State Department, to the cafeteria, meet with them and go, what's your view as a top analyst on North Korea? Are they capable of, you think, really launching a nuclear weapon at Japan? Well, yes, we think they're crazy enough. They are unstable enough to do it. And we don't think they're planning to, but they are dangerous. And we believe they have three weapons. I mean, that's in the newspaper. And they went and arrested that guy and are talking about charging the Fox News head national security reporter. I mean, that was in the news a month ago. And then they take Snowden. There's a bunch of whistleblowers. There's been AT&T, NSA whistleblowers. There's been a ton of them. James Bamford interviewed a bunch of whistleblowers and brought out more than Snowden did 12 years ago in Body of Secrets. We interviewed him. And mainly what he did was go and dig through the National Security Archives and then go and talk to retired people about what they could tell him about things in the archives. And mainly it was our so-called government shipping narcotics around the world, our so-called government running sex slavery, white slavery, our so-called government staging terror attacks to blame foreign governments and take American liberty. That came out in ABC News, by the way. James Bamford used to be the producer, the news director of Nightline. Oh, you didn't know they've declassified over 200 instances of the U.S. Army blowing stuff up to blame an enemy. I mean, this, and our military says, well, we do this because other people do. Yeah, I guess other people do. Operation Himmler was more than a dozen staged terror attacks to be blamed on Poland and countries like that to start World War II. I guess Operation Himmler did really work well for a while. So this is the type of stuff I deal with and that we all deal with when we're informed, is hearing other talk show hosts literally salivate on air going, Richard Snowden or Edward Snowden is a traitor and all these people need to be arrested and we need to go after them and we need to go after people that try to hurt America and all this business. He didn't give out ICBM information. He didn't give out cruise missile information. He didn't give out how many knots an aircraft carrier can move, or steam, as they call it, even though it's nuclear-powered, they call it steam. I guess they call it cruise now. He didn't give out the classified speed of an Abrams M1A1 tank. They didn't give any of that out. He came out and said, we are spying on everybody, in the middle of a huge scandal where they were caught spying on the press and caught spying on the House cloakroom and the Senate cloakroom, where people go to eat their lunch. The Justice Department has stinking microphones planted in there. Totally illegal. Totally illegal. And all of this comes out, ladies and gentlemen, and we've known this before. MI6 has been caught spying on the British Parliament. The bureaucracies and the special interests that control them are out of control. And that's the big national security threat, is the 800... and 60-plus thousand private contractors with top-secret and above-top-secret clearance, most of them foreign-owned companies here in the U.S. who have access to all the NSA data. Snowden worked for a private company. It happened to be American. The point is, these are globalists that have taken over. They're dialed into all this, and they're really using it for unfair trade advantage against companies that aren't on the inside scoop. It'd be like having a bug in your competition's office. Okay, we're going to come back and break down the latest on the NSA scandal and a bunch of other news.
slashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You think you've got private lives, folks? Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. Big Brother's watching all the time. The only escape is not being intimidated by all this and standing up to the criminal interest that have hijacked our nation and restoring our republic. Now, I want to get into a bunch of important crime news, the bizarre statements of Alec Baldwin, just because it shows the hypocrisy of the authoritarian left, as I call them. We're going to get into U.S. military buildups, not just in Jordan, but also in Israel by Gaza. And it's not even really getting any press here in the U.S. I mean, it's in Reuters, it's in France 24 on their national TV, but I've been monitoring TV and press here. There's very little coverage of it. It's a big deal. Here's the headline: Jordanians suspicious about U.S. military deployment. The government, it says, is the U.S. had a drill there and then a month ago and then refused to leave. It's pretty bizarre. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be, again, in-depth looking at the NSA. But here's what I want to get across to everybody. We've all heard stories and seen convictions in news where 20-year-old companies, 150-year-old companies, 200-year-old companies, in some cases in Europe or older, where the CEO or the CFO or the president of the company or a managing director gets caught doing something illegal with the company, robbing thousands of people or overcharging millions or cheating or using company transport to ship in drugs. You've all seen countless articles and stories like that in the press. There's a lot of examples of it. It doesn't mean that everyone in the company is a criminal. It doesn't mean everybody that works for the organization is bad. When you get a bunch of people in a company operating as criminals, then you can call it organized crime. And when you look at our government and many other governments, I mean, most people will say, oh, well, most governments are corrupt and are tyrannies and are oligarchies. Most governments are wildly corrupt and the police are oppressive and there's a surveillance state and there's checkpoints on the road and the police will rob you if they want or take blood from you at checkpoints. And you start going down the list, you're like, wow, that's a lot of places in America. And anyone who's honest will tell you America is declining culturally, spiritually, mentally in very, very many ways. And it's accelerating. And when you try to stand up against that decline, you get demonized by the mainstream media. And you get demonized by a lot of the politicos that are out there. Because they've got a lot riding on America going quietly into the night. They've got a lot riding on the people standing down. And really, all the New World Order is a private, global, corporate takeover. And Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley and Rothkopf and Henry Kissinger and countless others have all written books. Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor, Men in Power is a political retrospective. There are countless books I've personally read where they announce their global corporate government. And where they brag for 50, 60 years that they're above the law, they have diplomatic immunity, that the government ships in the narcotics, that the government runs every bad vice, and that select corporate individuals make the money off of it. But it's good because they're altruistic and they're only running the criminal enterprises so that bad people don't get control of it. See, they're in control of it because they'll make sure that it doesn't hurt innocent people that didn't ask for it. And what I'm giving you is the secrets of organized crime here. The mindset, the way it works, the way they think. And they all write books bragging how they're doing it and saying, hey, we're in control. We deserve to be in control. I've been approached by some of these guys on record and off record and said, look, the public would tear you limb from limb. They don't want freedom. You ought to join us. Well, I don't believe that. With the culture they sell, the dumbing down, the propaganda, all of that, undoubtedly, we have a decadent, wicked society, and the general public is a howling, dangerous mob of miscreants on average. But there is a large segment of society, and I think bordering on a majority, that is hardworking, smart, good, decent, but they're overwhelmed by the complexity of the world, overwhelmed by the magnitude of the corruption. And they believe that they'd have to be able to fix the whole world with one magic button or lever they throw. And that's not how the universe works. But simply put, the New World Order is a corporate hostile takeover of not just the U.S., but every other country in the world. It is 2,000 major companies, this is all mainstream news now, that have access to most of the NSA data. It is the Fortune 100, roughly, and Google and Microsoft and Apple and AT&T and Verizon on record that are the NSA. They have the data centers. They administer the government centers, but most of it's in their centers. And I told you this a decade ago. I told you this 17 years ago because it's all public. Wayne Madsen's coming on. He simply pointed to The Guardian. Here's the European Union Commission from a decade ago admitting this when James Bamford's book came out on the NSA, the former head producer of Nightline. Here's all the documents. Here's the name of the programs. Here's how they do it. Here's how they run it. And they shut that article down after less than 24 hours and even took it off Google Cache, folks. And you know why they did? Because Wayne Madsen just walked out and said, the emperor has no clothes. This is all public. This is in the Telecommunications Act of 96 in the U.S. This is in your Telecommunications Acts of 1997, 2003 in Europe. And they totally freaked out, ladies and gentlemen. You see, they like it when Snowden's running and scared because they can then act like he did something wrong, get everybody to buy into it and call the guy a traitor when he is a hero. And they can have others call him a double agent. That guy's not a double agent. He's a double agent of the globalist. He's not like Lee Harvey Oswald they sent to Russia to defect or something. I've studied it. I know it. I've seen every angle. He's one of many people that tried to get away from this evil who they decided to pick as a cutout to then make the double agent by demonizing him and trying to scare everybody. And tell you, yeah, we're listening to you. And yeah, we torture people. And yeah, we ship in the drugs. What you gonna do about it? You see? Now, I'm done talking about that to the next hour. Okay, we're live. It's Sunday right now, 30th day of June, 2013. When we come back, I'm gonna get into a bunch of key news.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is a new scandal involving the ATF that broke via USA Today. We have the background on it at Infowars.com right now. ATF arming robbers in hatched plots that they hatch, leaving many dead. ATF domestic sting operations, Eclipse Operation Fast and Furious. They go out and find people that they pressure to go out and commit crimes with illegal guns so they can then point at that and call for all of us to lose our guns, as their own internal memos showed on Fast and Furious, where they ship thousands of guns into Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment when crimes were committed with them. That's called a false flag event. I'm going to be getting to that more in just a moment and a bunch of other news I haven't covered yet. But first off, the July issue of InfoWars magazine is in. You can sign up and get a 12-month subscription. at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great gift subscription. Big, color, glossy, 60-page magazine full of political cartoons, documents, articles, posters, you name it. This issue deals with you are the target of government spying and gets into what the NSA is really up to. And I did this a few months ago. This is the last time I'm doing this for the next 6 months, maybe a year. We published three big InfoWars.com bumper stickers in it. Outdoor bumper stickers, the high quality ones. This one has 10 of them in it. Four big ones, six little ones. I mean, the little ones are medium size to put on your own property or legal and lawful areas. Talk about an InfoWars bomb in the InfoWar. Again, it's got six medium size bumper stickers that you can stick wherever you want. And then it's got the four full-size ones. America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com. And then under here, it says, listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And here's another one, InfoWars.com, forbidden information. And then listen to Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Great way to wake people up. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking 10 bumper stickers. What did you guys just do in there? Because my audio suddenly got clear. I was telling you my audio had been kind of low in my earpiece, and it just suddenly clicked in, and then I could hear it good. Wow, that was amazing. That was like the sun coming back or something. Wow, it was driving me crazy not being able to hear barely. That was neat. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also buy the magazines in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to wake up friends and family or put them around your dental office, your barber shop, your store, or buy them in bulk at cost and sell them. Looks like the old-fashioned Rolling Stone, you know, the big, large-sized magazine. And lastly, that doesn't really support the broadcast. It just supports liberty in general and wakes people up. Things like ProPure water filtration, stainless steel, the best out there, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get these incredible filtration systems that cut out so much of the garbage that's out there. One of the biggest things you can do for you and your family's health. All the families out there deserve this. Your children deserve this. You can get the ProPure water filtration systems and get 10% off the already lowest price on the internet with the promo code WATER online at InfoWarsStore.com on our online shopping cart, or when you call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the ProPure systems and the books, the films, it's a huge online shopping center there at InfoWarsStore.com that funds so much of what we're doing here. So I want to thank all of you for shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the good guys. It's not only important to shop local or shop America, or if you live in, say, Canada or the UK or Germany, to shop local, it's important to shop with the Patriots, to shop with the libertarians. InfoWarsStore.com. We're the only operation of its kind, a true libertarian constitutionalist that goes after both parties and exposes the inside scoops fearlessly. This is the biggest and best operation out there. We'd like to do a lot better job. And the more support we get, the more we can do it. InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about this broadcast. Whether you're listening to me here in Austin on 590 AM or in Chicago, if you're listening to us on 1530 or the 160-plus AM and FM affiliates across the land. Okay, I'm done with the daily plug there, but that's also how we fund our operation. Let me get to this thing that I just mentioned here. And I'm going to get Larry Pratt on this week of Gun Owners of America to break it down. But ATF arming robbers and hatching plots, leaving many dead. ATF domestic sting operations eclipse Operation Fast and Furious. In sting operations similar to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which left six dead, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are pressuring and arming people to rob fictitious drug stash houses, and the bust have left at least seven people dead, according to USA Today. Now, remember, our government, on record, the banks that have hijacked it, ship in most of the narcotics. Even Bloomberg reports that. They run the guns, the drug cartels, all of it. So they need low-level idiots to bust for the media to make it look like they've done something. And it just goes on with a lot of legal scholars, constitutionalists saying this is illegal. This is beyond entrapment, and it's very, very dangerous. And it's then used to blame the Second Amendment. It's then used. They've used these cases in anti-gun stuff on TV. And as we learn more and more, it'll get even worse, of course, just like Fast and Furious, which CBS News, to their credit, got the internal memos from higher up saying, cover this up. We're going to use this to go after the guns. Well, of course, I said that before it came out. Of course, they were already on the news when Obama got elected. They were already on the news in 2009 going, we've got to turn our guns in. We've got to ban semi-autos. They're being used in Mexico. We've got gun tracker programs. That's how we know the White House was lying, because it turned out they had directed it. And before they got caught arming the cartels, they said, oh, yeah, we're tracking the guns in this program. You bet you were tracking them. You were giving them the guns, because the drug cartels are buying full auto and buying armored vehicles and having Goldman Sachs, type mega banks launder the money. It's come out with all these big Federal Reserve connected banks, mainly Wachovia and Wells Fargo, of the ones that have been busted with the hundreds of billions of drug money, and specifically running the aircraft, the weapons, you name it, to them. When's the last time you heard about a big Federal Reserve shareholding bank? Because all the big six banks own share in the Federal Reserve, the private offshore Federal Reserve. And just go into your LexisNexis if you're a reporter and type in Federal Reserve Bank, $6 billion in drug money, $20 billion in drug money. You'll see it all the time, but nobody gets in trouble. Instead, they'll raid some dilapidated drug house just a few times a year per city to make it look like they're doing something. Our government has been involved in the drug trade, taxing it, since it was legal in 1789. Cocaine, opium, laudanum, then heroin after the 1860s when they invented purifying it, the derivative of opium, all of it. Just shipping it in mass on record. The CIA Solicitor General, 1997, look it up, congressional hearings, admitted it. This is a public secret. A public secret. There's Forbes. Is the Federal Reserve using money laundering techniques to cleanse banks' balance sheets? Do bears go poo-poo in the woods? I mean, is Charlie Manson a lunatic? Is Bill Clinton a liar? Does Superman have a red cape? Is the Easter Bunny a bunny? Do turtles have shells? Are Ewoks stupid and ruin Return of the Jedi? Oh, my goodness. It's already time to go to break again. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get into the really big news after that. U.S. on alert for possible fireworks bombs. Nanny cam home invader who assaulted mother in front of her child was known to have entered a neighbor's home, but no one did anything. He had 4 burglary convictions and just been let out of prison. Obama compares Nelson Mandela, a hardcore communist, to George Washington. It's all coming up.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, in England, they are moving to ban, without a license, having any type of sharp knives, even for chefs, because someone might do something bad with a knife. Why not ban cars? Someone might run people over with cars. Look out, they're coming out with the new Mercedes and things where the car won't let you do stuff like that, supposedly. But then, if an unnamed agency or individual wants to hack into your Mercedes and drive it off the road in a fireball, they can, can't they? By the way, I had the Rolling Stones editor's army buddy that he was embedded with off and on for years, as one of his best friends, on the show, and he thinks they probably killed him. He was at the funeral. The wife of Michael Hastings thinks they probably killed him, and she says, I'll bring down whoever did this. And they said that he was being death threatened by the army. They were going to kill him. And it was the biggest story ever, and he was going into hiding 2 hours before his car blew up, witnesses said, and then flew off the road into a tree. And that has been out in the news now for 6 days, breaking on my show and no one that I've seen has covered it. I mean, even if we're crazy to question him being blown up, you know, when the army's going, you're dead for what you've released. We're going to kill you. And it turns out it's not just hearsay on my show. He wrote that in one of his books. But he was getting death threats the day he died and said, I'm going into hiding. And then his car blows up. I'm getting death threats. I'm going into hiding. Biggest story ever. Imperial troops under the base. Imperial troops under the base. I mean, it's to continue the cheesy Star Wars analogies. I'm waiting for him to say at the 50th anniversary that Kennedy wasn't even assassinated. In fact, you're a conspiracy theorist if you say he was killed, period. A gnat did that to him. A gnat. It was a convertible. They were going too fast. We were in Texas. Big gnats here. Everything's bigger. Like the gnats in the cartoon with the big sharp nose. Blew his head clean off. Blew the brains all over Jackie's pretty little dress. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, that's what mainstream news says. I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to question anything. Vince Foster. You know, witnesses saw him dragging a dead body out there, and Hillary cleaned out his office, and all the witnesses, he was shot in the top of the head. Hey, a lot of people wrap themselves up in a carpet and take themselves and throw themselves in a park. I'm going with that. And I think Edward Snowden. You know what? I'm teleprompter free. That's going to happen. But let's get to the really big threat. Every time there's any event going on, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween, 4th of July, we've got to hear the terrorists are planning to hit us. And, oh, the Army's going to be out at events all over the country. And the TSA is going to be in cities all over the nation, randomly searching people on the roads and at the terminals now. And Bloomberg wants to ban fireworks in New York State, not because they can burn stuff down, but because, you heard it, folks, the terrorists might get them and make a bomb out of them. Just like we got to ban knives. I mean, you know, you can't be trusted. Now, government can have nuclear weapons and missiles and tanks and armored vehicles and 2 billion bullets and be training to take on gun owners and Tea Partiers, but that's okay. U.S. on alert for possible fireworks bombs. Here's UPI. Security officials, they're not servants, they're officials, said U.S. police should be on the alert. What, for Al-Qaeda, you gave 10,000 heat-seeking missiles in Syria? And you got all the neighbors freaked out, even the pro-West Jordanians are freaked out. They're like, why are you bringing Al-Qaeda in by the, now it's over 100,000, they're saying, into our area and giving them heat-seeking missiles while they dance around saying we're going to blow up more buildings. We publish these videos and we post them on Infowars.com every day, cutting people's heads off, cutting their hearts out, blowing up synagogues, blowing up churches, blowing up a Shiite mosque that these Wahhabists don't like. Our government has brought over 100,000 at any one time. It was 60. Now it's over 100,000 to attack Syria, who did nothing and who's secular, a Baathist regime. But, oh, we got to ban our fireworks. Jiminy crickets. I mean, Al-Qaeda is going to blow us up. And you're like, well, Alex, the Boston bombing. Oh, the Boston bombing. You got FBI agents being killed that were involved arresting the Patsy brother. You've got their other witness, them shooting him in the top of the head, admitting he didn't even resist them now. You've got the older brother sent by the CIA to infiltrate Al-Qaeda groups. That's been confirmed. He worked for the State Department. I mean, double agents, bare minimum. They blew up what they probably thought were just part of a drill. Turns out there was a drill, like I told you. No wonder they're on national TV saying, do not look at Infowars.com. Remember that at the press conferences? It goes on and on and on and on. The United States has been hijacked by foreign banks that run Al-Qaeda. It's criminal elements inside the government steering and piloting it. It's like these science fiction movies where the slug climbs in your ear, Wrath of Khan or Host, and then controls you. I mean, maybe people can get an analogy or an allegory. It's not our government. It's criminal interest. They're always talking about national security. National security means they can commit all their crimes. National security means they can shut down coal plants here and move them to China with no environmental standards to build widgets cheaper than we can. National security means they can get away with unlimited crimes against our republic. A bunch of foreign companies and a whole bunch of foreign countries have access to your emails, your text, your phone calls. They're all sharing this data. Europe, the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, the Anglo-American global empire. And it's called that because of the Anglo-American combines, not meaning white people. It means the robber baron index of the British East India, Dutch East India Company model of a corporate empire. Above the law, exempt from taxes, and we aren't. We're not part of the club. So many good old boys, black, white, Hispanic, I don't care, go USA, USA, no matter what the crimes are of this government, bipartisan, because they feel like when they're carpet bombing some villagers in Africa or the Middle East or Asia, that's our manliness and you're part of it. You pay for it. You don't get the spoils. Our gas prices went up after the Iraq war. It was done because Saddam was selling too much oil and driving down the prices. Go look up the first Gulf War. OPEC was pulling. The Saudis were beside themselves over him driving down the price of oil to pay off his debts. From the Iran-Iraq war, that he went $35 billion to the U.S. in to get the nerve gas. The CIA and U.S. satellites were running that war against Iran. The U.S. told him, yeah, go ahead and invade Kuwait to pay us off. They set him up. April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador. Then they went on TV and called him Saddam Hussein, which means, you know what sodomy means. That's an Arabic word. Saddam. They went on there so there was no way he could back off. He was a U.S. CIA full bore, trained in Egypt, U.S. government agent. Saddam Hussein, on record, was put in power in 1979 by the U.S. government. He was trained as an army captain in the late 1950s. Look it up. And I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein, but they tell him to attack Iran, he does it. They tell him invade Kuwait to get the money to pay him back, he does it. They set him up. This is disgusting. To put a bunch of radicals in the Middle East. They're removing secular leaders like him. I don't care how many HBO shows you show, you know, where he's a bad guy. It's so childlike. They go, here's the villain. And we're supposed to go, oh, there's the villain. Here, let's look at some more articles here. The slugs, the globalist slugs that are above the law, that climb in our country's collective brains and then run us like automatons. And you're like, USA, USA. USA is a foreign banking combine that wants to enslave you and is deindustrializing America. Let me show you this. Obama compares Nelson Mandela to George Washington. I have never seen something that disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Nelson Mandela, they tagged on to the anti-apartheid movement, which I think was good. He was a hardcore communist mass bomber. His wife says her favorite thing to do is hang tires over children's heads and necklace them. I mean, he's just a horrible person. He's certainly not George Washington. Look at this. NFL declines to promote Obamacare. That's some good news. Can Wi-Fi let you see through people's walls? CNET News. That's CBS. And then it goes on to tell you what I already told you. But they don't tell you the Xbox. That's how it looks through your walls. The new Xbox Kinect. The Microsoft has cameras, microphones, face scanning technology, and wireless. They had ground penetrating radar 30 years ago. That's all this is. They have better sensors now. These Google blimps they're launching have this, and they look right through your walls, black and white image of you, in bed with your wife, on the toilet, you name it, baby, you name it. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give the phone number out for your specific questions for Wayne Madsen. He joins us at about 20 after today for the balance of the broadcast. So I'll give the number out for your specific NSA questions from a real NSA whistleblower. And this has got the system so upset, as I said earlier, they have taken down the London Guardian / London Observer article, it's twin newspapers, and even expunged the Google cache. And they haven't done a retraction saying we removed the article because it was wrong. They've been denoticed, which is over in England. The government can tell them to take something down. They have to do it. But as it broke in the U.S. papers on Thursday and Friday, our government, the leech globalist, are ordering the headquarters of the leech globalist, London, to remove this stuff. Or probably London ordered its minions in the U.S. to then make the request so it wasn't too obvious who's running things. No attack on the British people, by the way. You just were a prominent, powerful island, so the globalists moved in and took over your country and have made you the system to take over the rest of the planet. And I, for one, just want to reverse this. I want to stop this. By the way, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about Nelson Mandela. Obama and Nelson Mandela, George Washington, a communist. That's up on Infowars.com. And then we've got some other very important articles that we're going to be getting to as well. Jordanians suspicious about U.S. military deployment. And it said they had a drill there, and then now the U.S. hasn't left. The drill started about a month ago, but was supposed to end June 20th. And the U.S. military says they're staying. Because it's not the U.S. military. It's the globalist military. Very, very spooky. Very, very weird. But getting back to this just briefly. Can Wi-Fi let you see through people's walls? Ladies and gentlemen, they keep having articles every week going, researchers at a university were able to use the Kinect system or were able to use other Wi-Fi systems to see through walls and even face scan people. Wow, they say it's incredible that the Wi-Fi can do it. They say, man, this is really high tech. This previously, what was on this Kinect, what was on these other systems, was the most expensive Pentagon systems. It's incredible that this is so overly, you know, muscular on these systems. It is so powerful just for a little video game. This looks for your walls. You look through your walls. Look through your walls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they do. And they're showing the public very low-power examples of how this is able to do it. And you can go to Infowars.com and read all about that. But the point is this is just more of a high-tech version of ground-penetrating radar. Speaking of that, RT reports FBI sued over secretive facial recognition program. Turns out they're scooping up digital photos from Facebook, driver's license databases, you name it. And I would also add Facebook makes people confirm it's their Facebook by confirming, hey, this is your photo, right? And hey, this is your high school buddy, blah, blah, blah. And now when you go on Facebook, it'll tell you when you upload a picture, they'll say, hey, these people with you are these people, right? Confirm for security. So the computer is now training you as a slave to respond to it and confirm as a human computer interface with human intelligence, that is indeed the person. And then they have TV shows about how cool it is and news shows. And then in New York and L.A. and Tokyo and Moscow and London, in the fanciest areas, they have deals where you walk by and the Facebook cameras shout out at you, Alex Jones, it's you. Wait, turn around, just like in Minority Report that came out 10 years ago. They already had it then. They're getting you ready for it. Hey, did you know you can get specials on this at a store just down the street? We know you like polo. Literally, and that started 4 years ago. This is the AI grid, but it's all done happy. If they painted army tanks pink, mothers would lay their babies down to have them run over by it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 30th day of June 2013. Can you believe we're already more than halfway through 2013, just light speed. I come in all the time at the start of the broadcast and almost announce 2008 or 2010. It's just the years just blip by. We got Wayne Madsen, NSA insider and whistleblower, who had the U.S. government block stories he was interviewed in the London Guardian and an Observer. And there's no coverage of this. This is a big story for whoever reports on it. Business Insider reported on it. We link to it on Infowars.com. But we have the rest of the story coming up in the next segment. But first, let me shift gears into an article we put out Friday that was linked up on the vaunted almighty driver of news coverage, DrudgeReport.com, via Infowars.com. Ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. A former cop and detective who's an award-winning writer for major publications, you can read the whole story, said that according to the thousands of tweets he's seeing and what he's seen happen in the past with the Rodney King verdict and things like that, that if George Zimmerman is acquitted of murdering Trayvon Martin, the former Chicago police officer warns that the outcome of the case could spark race riots in cities all over America. And then we break down the entire situation in the article up on Infowars.com that I think is in the top five most viral stories we've ever put out. On Friday, you can go to Google, but you can also go to other trackers. We had two stories in the top five. Our story about police strapping people down to forcibly take blood, and they like take big bags of blood now. Just incredible. Didn't used to happen in America. Happens now. Imagine in North Korea if that was happening. We'd think it was horrible, but not here. We'll shoot some fireworks off. That was the fifth biggest story on the web Friday, and the third biggest story was our George Zimmerman story about this. Just amazing to just routinely be able to do that. That's why Infowars.com is so precious, is that we can get up here and get people to think for themselves and even take mainstream news articles but point out another angle to it that really resonates with the people. But here's the article. You can read it up on Infowars.com. It's in the most read section on the right-hand column. Just scroll down about halfway, and there it is. Ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. And, you know, I saw video, last week we talked about it, of a nanny cam in New Jersey of this guy beating a woman, a black guy, beating a white woman. It looked like for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes, throwing her downstairs right in front of a three-year-old child. The woman didn't even resist him. It turns out that they have arrested a man who they think did it. He looks just like him. When they arrested him, he was wearing a black and white striped old-fashioned prison-style shirt. I guess he was already. He's been convicted of robbery four times and had just gotten out a month before from a short stint for a aggravated home invasion. Nanny cam home invader who assaulted mother in front of her child was known to have entered a neighbor's home. Sean Curtis had recently been released from jail for burglary. If he was to break into my house, black or white, he'd be deader than a bucket of coffin nails. I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't call 911 except for them to come scoop up the body. Come in my office, too. You're going to be going out feet first as well if you come in here with a weapon or trying to rob somebody. And you look at the crime rates in where they've taken almost all the guns in New Jersey, in areas of Illinois like Chicago. I mean the crime rate, I've shown the Justice Department numbers, it's 5, 10, 15, depending on the area, times higher than anywhere else in the U.S. And it's just so pathetic to see a big man beat up a woman. And I want to know this, if he isn't convicted, will there be race riots around America? I don't think there should be. But the issue is that now there's all these witnesses that George Zimmerman walked up and asked the guy what he was doing. Maybe that wasn't a good idea, but it didn't give Mr. Martin the right to break the guy's nose and bounce his head off the cement over and over again. And that's what all the witnesses saw. And I'm sad that Trayvon Martin's dead, but the Justice Department went down there quietly behind the scenes. This came out to stir it up. They want racial division. Just look at MSNBC. It is abhorrent. They want to change the subject from deindustrialization and carbon taxes and corruption and all these mega corporations that put Obama in office being totally tax exempt and more banker bailouts and the looting of the country, on and on and on. They want to make it all about Obama being part African. I wouldn't care if he was blue, green, pink, purple, if he was into liberty. But he is a horrible, corrupt globalist. And they are selling racial division in this country. And that's why there are black-on-white gangs attacking people all over the country. And you'll see newspapers apologize now when they report it. Or they won't say when it's racially motivated unless it's white people. And this is done to, again, create racial division. Well, I mean, it's like Alec Baldwin. He's come out and used a bunch of homophobic words, calling gay people horrible names in tweets. I'm not going to repeat it. And, you know, he said, take Republicans out, go to their house, kill them, kill their children, burn down their houses, kill their families. He's above the law. So the London Guardian said Hollywood's refusal to stand up to Alec Baldwin is shameful. Alec Baldwin uses homophobic slurs against gay Daily Mail journalists, and nobody says anything. Because political correctness is only meant to be used against libertarians or conservatives. It's only meant to stifle everybody's speech but the establishment people. Okay, that's what's going on with Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, you have been very, very useful to me, to quote the great Kim Jong-il in Team America. All right, continuing here, let's get into George Zimmerman trial. Neighbor testified Trayvon Martin was straddling Zimmerman moments before fatal gunshot. Yeah, no kidding. And then other neighbors said they heard, please help me, get off me, help me. And it just goes on from there. Now we have this article. Illiterate rambling defense witness Rachel Gentile is a victim of brain-damaging mass fluoridation. And maybe Miss Teen USA is too. The only one we found dumber than this lady. And let's go to some of the clips where, well, let's just go to this first clip where on the stand, the so-called star witness Rachel Gentile says creepy ass cracker, not a racial slur. Let's play that.
Describing the person is what made you think it was racial?
Yes.
And that's because he described him as a creepy ass cracker?
Yes.
So it was racial, but it was because Trayvon Martin put race in this.
No.
You don't think that's a racial comment?
No.
All right, let's get her off there. Let's go to the next clip with this genius, Rachel Gentile. Can't read her own letter, somebody wrote for her. So she can't read her own letter. Let's go to this clip.
Ms. Gentile, would you take a look at that copy of the letter and let me ask you a couple of questions about it. Do you recognize that letter as being one that you said earlier was prepared to be given to Ms. Fulton?
Yes.
And that letter was prepared with the assistance of a friend of yours named Francine Serve?
Yes.
And you and Ms. Serve talked about what you wanted to be in the letter, and then she helped write it in a way that was legible, correct?
Yes.
But the contents of the letter are yours?
Yes.
Are you able to read that copy well enough that you can tell us if it's, in fact, the same letter?
No.
That's enough.
Are you unable to read that at all?
When I come back, we're going to Wayne Madsen, but first I'm going to play the victim of the TV, dumbed-down culture, big government, Caitlin Upton, not to be confused with the intelligent and lovely Kate Upton, who I've seen do interviews. We're going to play a soul sister of this lady, the dumb blonde, Caitlin Upton, with her famous Teen USA speech. Now these women are up there promoting the NSA.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to censored NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen. This is a big story. The balance of the hour in just a moment, and I will give the number out so in the last segment you can have questions for him about the NSA. Now, again, I've been having him on and been saying, folks, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to shut this down. Because he knows a lot more than even people like Snowden, and he's not been even giving out secrets. He's too smart for that. He's been giving out what's been already leaked and pointing out what he can legally point out. That's why they've had a major interview he did for the London Guardian / Observer, the biggest paper in England, the biggest English-speaking paper in Europe, shut down. Not for inaccuracy, it's disappeared. And it's starting to break here in the U.S. You're getting an exclusive with Wayne Madsen. But first, showing the dumbing down, I just played clips of the Rachel Jontel, you know, not even really knowing what planet she's on. And so many people are like this. And here's Caitlin Upton, the Miss Teen USA pageant a few years ago that's so famous, not knowing what planet she's on. So no wonder the tyrants are going crazy because of things like this. Here it is.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Ah,
so we will be able to build up our
thank you. Now, Mary McCord, just a few weeks ago at the Miss USA pageant, she's Miss Alabama, she had this to say about the NSA. So they are definitely training them well. Here it is.
Number two, Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall, that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go.
Feel safer.
Than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Thank you.
I think I'm also going to date the Hells Angels. This is why our country is in so much trouble. And the idea that a government that can listen to your phone calls isn't going to do something bad with that, you're always going to get criminal elements. And when you let them do unconstitutional things, bad things happen. That's why we've always known the bad countries listen to your phone calls. The bad countries like Guatemala and North Korea read your mail. The bad countries have police wearing black ski masks. Mexico had that 60 years ago. Areas of Eastern Europe had that 50 years ago, 60 years ago. They're called secret police. But everything bad countries do, we now have. And as long as we chant USA, 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 USA over the top of it.
USA, USA,
USA, ship our jobs to China. Pay $21 billion to ship General Motors to China with taxpayer money. Yeah! I'm telling you, folks, if you had army tanks that were pink and said it was for Obama, liberals would bring their kids out and run tanks over them. I'm telling you, you could have cyanide pills and mark them with like little puppy dogs on the tablets and say it's trendy and they'd eat them. I'm not joking. I just want to be listened to. I'm safe. I'm safer. USA, America. It is so pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for the balance of the hour, he joins us graciously. He's going to be back on with Mike Adams as filling in tomorrow, but then I'm back Tuesday. Promise my children I'm taking them fishing and taking them wakeboarding. So it's going to happen. Didn't happen a few weeks ago. It's happening tomorrow. I'm taking off tomorrow. The great Mike Adams is going to be here, and he'll be back with Wayne tomorrow in a more in-depth discussion. Hopefully this will be in the press by then. But I noticed on an article at InfoWars.com today that you can see right now. We can put it on screen and show TV viewers, but radio listeners just go there. We're about to go to break, Wayne. I just want to introduce this. That There was a London Guardian Observer, that's the Twin Papers, big article about the EU working with the U.S. to spy illegally. Well, that came out in the EU Commission a decade ago. That came out in James Bamford's book 12 years ago. You know, the guy that ran Nightline had a best-selling book. ABC News was behind it. So Wayne Madsen talked about that. He worked at the NSA. He's testified before Congress on this and other matters. He's written for the biggest publications in the U.S. We've been having him on. Nobody else has. So The Guardian, who's been really on this, interviews him. D notices that were already in the press last week that they'd been sent out to shut down stuff in The Guardian. We now learn it's Wayne Madsen. Now, do you think that should be news that a U.S. former NSA guy, journalist, award-winning, got shut down? Do you think that should be news? No, it's not news. It disappeared and the Google cache. I saw the Google cache this morning, read it, had our guys post the Google cache on our site, show the articles there, still saved. Well, they shut down Infowars.com. I've never seen the Google cache shut down like this. They don't want to, and again, they didn't retract something. They just removed it, but then started disinfo campaigns on the web against Wayne Madsen. They are scared. Why? Because he's doing it right. He is blowing the whistle on what's hidden in plain view. He has credibility, so now they want to assassinate his character. We'll get more into that. But Wayne, bottom line, you talked to the Guardian / Observer. They admitted they were leaned on.
Well, I talked to the Observer, and they had vetted this through their legal counsel. I assume all their editors signed off on it. They got everybody's chop, and right as the Observer, actually the print edition, the first edition already ran and was sent out to the news agents. The second edition, the story disappeared from the front page of the paper edition. And of course, first, if you went to the Guardian site, it said the site, the link is down because of an investigation, whatever that means. And then now it says the site is the link is broken. So for all purposes, the story was removed.
And then they disappeared it off the Google Wayback Machine. Unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, when I put the word out to some of my friends and colleagues, I said, something's going on. A lot of them grabbed it and saved it because this is rather unusual, even for some seasoned journalists that I spoke to.
Now, for those that don't know, we're going to come back and give you the floor as best I can. This is just such a big deal. It's hard to not add points. The big enchilada here, from my perspective, we'll get your take on this when we come back, is that you don't want to go to prison because you were, you know, a pretty high-level guy at the NSA. You work up on Capitol Hill. Anybody can watch C-SPAN and see you in national security hearings. You'll see you there reporting. And at the National Press Club, you're a smart guy. You're going off what's already been admitted before in EU commissions. Which I noticed articles saying the EU's mad at the U.S. over spying. They're, of course, running it all, basically. That's what you expose. That's why they're upset. So this is admitted, already declassified info being censored now and a journalist being censored. This is a big deal, folks, for freedom of the press. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We've got it. This
transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth?
We're going to take a few calls for Wayne Madsen in the next segment, specifically on the NSA. I want to see what angles you bring us to, kind of a wild card. Callers always ask good questions, or tend to. Toll-free number to join us specifically on the NSA. Questions for Wayne Madsen. Very, very quick questions. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, 877-789-2539. Also want to ask him about Michael Hastings and what happened there. The family does think that he was killed, and I've confirmed that. Talked to him, talked to his best buddy in the Army, Sergeant Biggs. We're going to get to all that, but Wayne, you heard what I said before the break. For me, this is a huge deal that you are a member of the press. You've written for the biggest newspapers and magazines in the country. People can go look up your bio. You've testified to Congress, main committees many times. You were in the NSA, in the Naval War College before that. You were in NSA security. That's how you know about the Q Group. What do you think it is that got this censored? Because I guess you have broken the Q Group. You called it a kind of an internal Praetorian SS to persecute whistleblowers. I mean, is that something? Because the rest of the stuff you brought out, and I want you to go over the EU Commission news, Bamford's book. I mean, this stuff has been out. I know that's where my sources are. That's how I knew all this. Guests like you. I mean, you're going about this smart. From other people I've talked to that are former government, you're talking about what is already out there but not really known. Is that why they did this D-notice, unprecedented, to shut down what you were saying?
I think that may be part of it. Also, I think they just can't handle all the leaks. There's another set of leaks in The Guardian today from Snowden about how they were bugging embassies. And this, if he had access to that, this kind of proves the point I was making earlier. I believe Snowden was probably working for the Special Collections Service, which is a hybrid CIA-FBI operation. It does exactly that. They put bugs in embassies in Washington, elsewhere, New York, overseas, and now he's released a bunch of that type of information. Basically, what I experienced yesterday when this story came out is a little bit like what Glenn Greenwald has been facing. All of a sudden, there was this attack pack on the internet. People contacting all these websites, flooding the Twitter with all these tweets, talking about previous stories I had written. And if that was the intention to shoot the messenger, I think it backfired on him. There were a lot of references to the stories I did in Chicago about Obama's sexual orientation. And where is he right now? He's in South Africa. He's had a very tough time of it on his African trip, trying to convince certain African countries to provide more in the way of rights for gays, when in fact Africa is going the opposite direction. It's not a popular cause in Africa. So he's got egg all over his face.
Well, I
got
to say this. When they rolled out two little kids at the gay lesbian event, I don't even get into this issue, and I know you're not, you know, anti-gay or anything. But, I mean, they rolled out little kids at the gay lesbian event to introduce it, and they're talking about kids' cartoons. I mean, if heterosexuals were involving kids on TV and cartoons sexualization, it'd be called really creepy. You know, if Calvin Klein has teenagers half naked, it's called creepy. What's this thing with kids? And I got to say, at that gay lesbian event, he was prancing around on the stage, and you know, whatever. The point is, that's blackmail material. That's why we're concerned about it, not about his sexual preference. Tell people your intel on that. You did this investigation into Obama and Larry Sinclair and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I did not believe Larry Sinclair at first, and I wrote that, and he told me, he said I was pretty tough on him, and but when I went to Chicago, I started hearing the same stories. So I looked into it a lot further. Now, here's the thing that, you know, is amazing. When Michael Isikoff got the story on Monica Lewinsky in the blue dress and all that business, you know, that was mainstream media all over that story. When it's Obama, no, it's relegated to the, you know, offbeat sites, the non-mainstream media sites. But what has happened here by these attack dogs coming after me because of other stories I had written, which have nothing to do with the NSA story, by the way. Now, the bit about Obama's history in Chicago and people saying he's gay is in some of the biggest newspapers in Europe. That would have not happened had they not gone down the avenue they did, because
Had these NSA defense people, you know, war college people and stuff have come out against you. They're really concerned about this.
Oh yeah, I mean one of the central figures is a professor at the Naval War College, where I had done some postgraduate work in a continuing education course. I've got the certificate, and I think it's kind of unusual that, you know, you'd have somebody on a U.S. government payroll using his affiliation with the War College attacking me like he's on duty. It was almost like this guy's on duty, because it went all afternoon, all evening, all into the wee hours of the morning. Look, we know from Cass Sunstein and what the NSA is doing through Cyber Command that they have these sock puppets out there to, you know, destroy the message, money the waters.
Oh, no, they admit Cyber Command has hired hundreds of private companies, PR companies, to attack people. That came out on the National Guard in Katrina, putting whole teams for 2 years on one woman from the state who criticized, you know, the work they'd done. I mean, we know what's going on. But expanding on this, I mean, Wayne, you're always not making a big deal about yourself. You broke some major news that was hiding in plain view about the EU and what Infopol 9 and then the GS, whatever it is, was it GS5 there with the British spy network. Break down this, because they're in the news going, how dare America spy on us, when they're all involved in the same system. So break down what was in the piece that they're so scared of.
Well, what was in the piece was basically, we know that Ed Snowden has talked about third-party relationships of NSA and also second party. There's a recent revelation in Spiegel yesterday, where he's talking about third parties. He cites Germany as being one of the countries. This was being lost because this was being looked into by the European Union and other governments in 1999, 2000. A report was issued. 9/11 comes along and all of this is forgotten. You know, it just goes down the memory hole. I actually testified before the EU Parliamentary Commission. They came to Washington, D.C., and I told them, you know, what I knew about the Echelon and the system by which they shared information, and that wound up in a report. But here's what came out of the Snowden revelations, that GCHQ, which is Britain's NSA equivalent and partner, they and NSA were jointly tapping the transatlantic cable. In Cornwall, and it comes from Denmark down to Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France, and then it hops over the English Channel, goes over to Cornwall, and then it heads over to Tuckerton, New Jersey. They were sucking everything off this cable, email, phone calls, you name it, the metadata stuff, a system called at Cornwall Tempora. And then the Germans, Angela Merkel and the French started to get on their high horse. Here's Britain once again acting as America's Trojan horse, when in fact, I pointed out that Germany, as a third-party country to the NSA SIGINT relationship, only the English-speaking countries are second party. So the third parties are NATO allies that don't speak English: Germany, Denmark, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Japan and South Korea and Asia. I pointed out that for years, the Germans and the Spanish jointly tapped the trans-Mediterranean, trans-Atlantic cable in southern Spain, and Conil de la Frontera. And
then they pull it all together. Different.
Goes to NSA.
Yeah, so they all tap different things and then pool it all. That came out when you testified before the EU. That came out in Bamford's book. He was the main news guy at Nightline. This is a fact. You put it back out there and your article disappears. Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. I'll get his take on what happened to Hastings and your calls.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want.
That's right.
We're number one, Ben.
The New World Order's number one, but... at the expense of all basic freedom. Wayne Madsen, I want to jam in a few calls. You're back tomorrow on the show in the middle of the broadcast to get into the latest developments on this, because we know there'll be more tomorrow, and get into any other points we didn't have time to cover tonight. The weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. Find station listings, free podcast, audio, video streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for new listeners out there. We're not just here Sundays, 4 to 6. So bottom line, what you're saying is, hey, the Europe and others act all holier than thou. They're all putting in the same systems. They're all pooling it. They're all sharing it. In fact, I've had Bamford on from ABC News that he broke that they'll spy. Of course, you were there. They'll spy. They'll have the Brits spy on the Americans and the Americans spy on the Brits, vice versa, because it's so illegal. It creates more plausible deniability. And that way you're not listening to your own cousin. Is that accurate?
Yeah, not only the Brits do it for the Americans and vice versa, but the Canadians do it for the Americans and the Brits and vice versa. The Australians do it for the Americans and the Brits.
So
and vice
foreigners
versa.
Yeah. are listening to our phones, not our criminal government. So there's the big right. bombshell. What right. in total, what do you make of this whole NS thing, NSA thing, and where it's going?
Well, we don't know how much more Snowden has. Apparently, he's turned over the bulk of his documents, and most of them look like they're briefing slides and point papers, white papers. He's turned this over at least to The Guardian. I don't know how much he's given to The Washington Post, but certainly they're not as open in releasing this stuff as The Guardian has been.
But he was high level then. This is like owner's manual stuff.
Yeah, he was kind of like a system administrator, security administrator, so he had access to a lot of stuff. And, The Guardian, of course, is stringing it out and making a release sort of like what WikiLeaks did with their State Department cables. But now we've got the story about the bugging of the embassies, the missions in Washington, New York, and in Europe. And it's interesting. The Italians, the EU itself, their missions in New York and Washington were bugged. The Italians, the French, and the Greeks. But the Germans and the Dutch and the Danes, who were also the third-party allies of NSA, were not. So I think we're looking at basically the Northern European countries that are not having austerity problems like they are in Southern Europe are the ones doing the spying
But bottom line, this is big news because it shows for all these countries, it's their own scandals. What do you make? I want to play this clip and get your take on it from Meet the Press last week with David Gregory sounding like some type of authoritarian Muppet from a dystopic nightmare. Here it is.
To the extent that you have aided and abetted Snowden, even in his current movements, why shouldn't you, Mr. Greenwald, be charged with a crime?
You're aiding and abetting the New World Order, Gregory.
I think it's pretty extraordinary that anybody who would call themselves a journalist would publicly muse about whether or not other journalists should be charged with felonies. The assumption in your question, David, is completely without evidence, the idea that I've aided and abetted him in any way. The scandal that arose in Washington before our stories began was about the fact that the Obama administration is trying to criminalize investigative journalism by going through the emails and phone records of AP reporters, accusing a Fox News journalist of the theory that you just embraced, being a co-conspirator with felonies for working with sources. If you want to embrace that theory, it means that every investigative journalist in the United States.
That's good. We played that before. Wayne, briefly, what do you make of this beating the drums to arrest American journalists?
Yeah, this same David Gregory who was dancing at a White House dinner once with Karl Rove, who outed Valerie Plame Wilson, who was a covert CIA agent. So he's talking about aiding and abetting. David Gregory danced with somebody who was involved in leaking classified.
Yeah, so he's aiding and abetting. I mean, the whole point is everybody knows they're spying. Snowden did what I think is very patriotic for liberty worldwide. Yeah. He didn't give out the codes to the ICBMs. He didn't ship our jobs to China. He didn't sell us out to foreign banks. That's the aiding and abetting. Briefly, I want to go to calls here, Wayne, of WayneMadsenReport.com. We have it linked up in your reports with all this breaking news, with the documents, with the spike story. The screenshots, while they're still there, of the story they spiked at The Guardian and Observer at Infowars.com with links to WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, bottom line, I've talked to the people that have talked to the family, his best buddy. He says, yeah, they think he was killed. They want an investigation. That should be news. What do you think, or have you heard from your sources on the Hill, that the associate editor at the New York Times, Michael Hastings, was reporting on?
Look, I haven't always agreed with Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism czar for the Clinton and Bush administrations, but he came out and stated that it's possible to put a hack into the computer in that Mercedes.
Very easy, yeah.
That Hastings was driving. Now, look, I'm going to be accused of doing another conspiracy theory. That's the charge that all these sites but are making and all these people on the internet. But let me say that I was in London and Paris right after Princess Diana's death in the car crash in the tunnel in Paris.
Oh, they remote controlled it.
I heard the same thing then. And how many years ago was that? So how old is the technology? Well, Clark knows how old it is. Certainly that's what happened with Princess Diana. And
They could put a special box on cars that are 50 years old, but cars the last 15 years or so have the plug right in to totally control them. That's DARPA's own briefings since about the mid-1990s, so longer than 15 years. But I mean, his family is out saying they think that he was killed, and then no media will touch that.
What I know is the stories he was working on. He was working on a story about the former CIA chief in Algiers who was put in jail. He's serving time in Ashland, Kentucky, in a federal penitentiary there now. It looks like he spoke like five or six Arabic dialects. They got him on some sort of sexual harassment charge. One thing led to another. Now he's serving time. He was a convert to Islam. An African American, which is very rare to find with a CIA station chief, and yet he's serving time. So I don't see President Obama, our first African American president, doing anything to help this guy out.
No, he's just making sure they increase forced abortion funding in Africa.
Yeah.
Joseph. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say Hastings interviewed him in his jail cell in Kentucky. He was also working on a Jill Kelly story. The woman, of course, who was involved with the email sort of.
Absolutely. Let's just jam in a few final calls. You can cover this more tomorrow. Joseph, real fast question from Missouri for Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Mr. Madsen, Mr. Jones. We know through history about American and England playing the role with Hitler and Putin and such forth. The idea came to me, I'm not a religious.
Sure, ask your question, bro. We're almost out of time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if all this was a setup, not Mr. Snowden involved, but religiously some believe Russia and China will come against America? What if this was all just to say, hey,
well, yeah,
no,
our government shipped all our industry to China on purpose, so that is part of the globalist plan. Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, I don't think China or Russia really wanted to see Snowden wind up in one case in Hong Kong, which is especially.
Yeah, Russia's told him get out. Russia said leave.
Yeah.
They already know all this.
Right. And, you know, I mean, they don't want to turn him over. But, you know, the U.S. is like a little spoiled brat the way we threaten countries with all kinds of.
Absolutely. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Patrick in Oregon. Real quick question, Patrick. Sorry, I waited to the end. Go ahead.
Okay, hi guys. Hey, my question is, do you think Snowden is a real guy? I mean, do you think they just fabricated him out of thin air just so they can use this as a pretext?
I think he's real. But they're going to try to spin it the way they want. I think he's real. Wayne?
Yeah, he's real. I talked to a lot of people that know exactly where he's worked. I know there was this idea that, you know, is he serving some other agenda? He just shocked a lot of people when he, walked away and wound up in Hong Kong. When that happened in NSA before, back in the 60s, there were two mathematicians working on crypto codes that actually wound up at a news conference in Moscow. They were spies. They said they'd rather live in the Soviet Union. They were Marxists working on crypto codes. Can you believe it? At NSA, Martin and Mitchell. But that was a little different than this guy.
This guy's a libertarian patriot.
Yeah, yeah. The Martin and Mitchell were communists who didn't like working at NSA.
Caller, do you disagree with that point? Do you have a point, Dad?
No, I kind of agree, but what's the Russians going to do? Is Putin going to take his laptop and look through it, or what's going on?
Yeah, he'll probably take his shirt off and ride around on a horse. Listen, we're out of time here. In fact, if you guys want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow when Wayne's on and let you have your questions tomorrow. The loaded phone's over there. If not, call back when he's on guest hosting for 30 minutes to 3 hours with Mike Adams, noon to 3 Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Wayne, be safe. I know you've gotten death threats. We appreciate your courage.
Okay, good to be with you, Alex.
You're awesome. Great job to the crew. Great job to all our affiliates and our great listeners. Pray for this broadcast. Pray for America. Pray for liberty and a return to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and what made this nation great and what made the world great. God bless you.